We know that COVID is circulating amongst us, and yet there's a lack of basic information about exactly where in Michigan the outbreaks are happening. Some information gets out informally on social media channels, but Bridge Michigan is reporting that there are 14 outbreaks currently associated with schools in the region over the past couple of weeks, both K-12 and at the collegiate level. But Michigan's top health officials are not saying exactly where these outbreaks lie. Robin Erb was part of the team that reported the story for Bridge, and she joins us now. Robin, welcome.
Hello.
How did you find out about these cases?
Sure. We were interested in what was happening around the state as, you know, school or our kiddos are heading back to school, our college-age kids are heading back to campus. So we simply asked the question, are there any outbreaks?
What qualifies as an outbreak? How many confirmed infections are we talking about?
When we think about outbreaks, I think a lot of us go to the idea that, you know, there are massive numbers. An outbreak, generally accepted, is as few as two people who have some kind of shared time or place to an exposure.
So these may not be super spreader events that we're talking about.
Absolutely not. But that's the problem. We don't know. The state isn't giving us a lot of details. In fact, they're giving us very, very few details about these outbreaks. So, for example, we don't know, not only do we not know how many folks are infected, we don't know if they're K-12 schools, we don't know if they're colleges or universities, we don't know if they're public or private, we don't know if they're staff or students or athletes.
When you and your colleague Ron French asked the state health department about this, did they give a rationale for why they weren't releasing specifics?
And to some extent, it makes sense. You know, public health, their role is to, you know, stop the spread of disease, contain it, let people know if they're exposed. But they also have to balance that against, you know, privacy concerns. So, you know, the way they do that is generally finding out exactly who the direct contacts are and then contacting those people to let them know of risk. So they don't necessarily publicize that, you know, a certain daycare has an outbreak or a certain school has an outbreak or a certain business has an outbreak. Their focus is on contacting those people with direct exposure.
Is there a tacit understanding that to this, that sort of contact tracing is going to be enough, that would stop the spread of infections? I mean, it seems like a lot more people would be able to take action if, you know, if there were public notices about this stuff.
And that's part of the concern. You know, we're not talking pertussis here or, you know, some of these diseases that we know so much about now. What we're talking about is this COVID, and it's, you know, we don't know a lot about it, and it is scary. And there is a big concern, especially among families, as they're sending their kiddos back to school about exposure, not only for those kids, but what those little guys may bring home And, you know, I keep saying kiddos, but we're also talking college-age students, too.
Mm-hmm. Robin, have you had any updates from the state since you published the story about the location of these COVID cases?
The state did tell us yesterday that they did give us the regions. So when we wrote the story, we didn't know where in the state these were. You probably have seen some of the other reporting since. We didn't report it because it was kind of my, you know, a small turn. But the cases are up along regions 1, 2A, 2B, and 3. That's Southeast Michigan and then working up through the thumb.
Robin, your expertise is in public health. It's frightening to think about COVID in schools and maybe not every parent in a school population knowing if there had been an outbreak. But are the outbreaks we're talking about any more threatening than, say, the risk of walking into a grocery store or, say, a waiting room at a doctor's office right now?
That's a great question. And really the answer is we don't know yet. We're still learning about things like asymptomatic spread and how the virus affects different age groups. So at the end of the day, we don't know if this is any different than, let's say, your grocery store or your doctor's office or some other place that you walk into.
Robin, having learned what you did about this, what do you think is left for parents who are getting ready maybe to send their kids back into school in Southeast Michigan? And we should repeat, we're talking about some outbreaks in Southeast Michigan. What's left for parents who might be concerned about the health situation at their school?
If your child is in direct contact with somebody who's been infected, you will know, theoretically, the health department or the school will let you know that. So there is some reassurance there. And then, of course, teaching your kids all about those social distancing protocols and safety protocols. That's a big thing.
Robin Erb is a reporter with Bridge Magazine. Robin, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.